Back to wrap up hour number one with you. Remember, we're with you up until 7:30 this evening. Game four of the Eastern Conference NHL playoffs. Panthers should close things out against the Hurricanes this evening. Speaking about Hurricanes, but football-wise, University of Miami doing a tremendous job. You know, obviously we talk portal, but let's talk recruiting. Class of 2026 shaping up really good, getting some really good commitments. Somebody's been right on top of that and follows every move, every player that comes in. From canesport.com, Azubi Charles is kind enough to join us. Azubi, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening. Got to be a lot of excited people, especially with some of the commitments lately for the class of 2026. The Hurricanes are already up to, number 10 as far as the rankings are concerned, if you trust the rankings. But all I know is there's some pretty darn good athletes in this group.
Yeah, it's hard to not be excited when you just landed the number one player in the country, Jackson Cantwell. And, you know, I feel like that was, you know, one of Mario Cristobal's biggest, if not biggest, recruiting win, you know, since he, you know, was at Miami or even dated back to his time in Oregon. You know, you beat out Georgia and Ohio State and Oregon for, you know, a player of Jackson Cantwell's caliber who, you know, they think can come in and start right away. And, you know, now Miami's up to 11 commitments in that 2026 class, is recently adding Reese Woodrow from Boone in that Orlando area. And, you know, this upcoming week starts official visit. So we may be, you know, see Miami go on a run, landing a few more of their top targets in the 2026 class. So, you know, the energy and the vibes are real high down there in Coral Gables, you know, as we kick off the summer and, you know, get into these OVs and, you know, camps as well, too.
There's got to be something to say that when you have a head coach that's played the offensive line position, because when he came in, his promise to everybody was, we're shoring up the offense and defensive lines. And I'll tell you what, in this class, as you mentioned, Reese Woodrow, who I had an opportunity to watch last year, a pretty good looking kid. They got JJ Sparks, who I had an opportunity to watch during this spring, a big kid, over 300 pounds from Jacksonville Bulls. They flipped Joel Irvin from Fort Myers, who was looking, I guess, at Louisville early on. You talk about Ben Congdon, a big, strong kid, a wrestler, you know, from Ohio, another 6'7", 285-pounder. And then you mentioned, obviously, Jackson Cantwell, who is Superman, 6'7", and a half, 325 pounds, is a national, one of the nationally top-rated shot putters as well, over 70 feet. The emphasis was on, you know, protecting whoever is that quarterback and whoever runs the ball. Talk about that, because, you know how it is. I mean, offensive line, especially what Miami's done over the last 3 years to put themselves in a position, Azubi, to be one of the top five in the country with what they have now. Then that next level of class with Buchanan, Campbell, you know, that they got in the last class, and now working on 2026. Talk about that.
Yeah, I know. We always see it on Twitter, you know, the Great Wall and Mirabal and them, you know, adding big pieces to continue to fortify the offensive line. It's absolutely true. And, you know, one thing that I thought was really funny is last year I interviewed Camden Portis, you know, before he committed to Miami. And I said, hey, you know, just what are your thoughts about this program? And he said, man, you look at the offensive line, they look like Titans. And like you were just going off, you mentioned, and, you know, all these kids, 6'5", 6'7", 6'6". Miami has the type of offensive lineman that they're looking to bring in, and they're doing just that. And that's just absolutely massive bodies that can move. And, you know, you look at last year's class as well. You mentioned Max Buchanan, 6'4", a big-time guy. You know, Demetrius Campbell, Jaden Wilkerson, all 6'6", 6'7". So Miami has a body type that they're bringing in, and it's working, because now we see Miami's offensive line being recognized as, you know, one of the top five units in the country, and potentially, you know, Joe Moore winning a group with Alex and Mirabal. And it's just day and night from the first year I started covering the game in 2022 to what that offensive line looks like now. It's day and night. And, you know, kudos to Mario Cristobal, and, you know, extra kudos to Alex and Mirabal from really building this from the ground up. And, you know, now you got people calling it the Great Wall and Mirabal. So super excited to see, you know, what that group can do this year, and then moving on forward, you know, bringing in these big time recruits as well.
Yeah, and the class also has some pretty other, you know, pretty good kids. You know, they got Portis, as you mentioned, a cornerback, a guy who is certainly a legacy. His dad played here, did a tremendous job. Then you got Jalen Waters, who really kind of asserted himself from Armwood, a kid that's a potential big-time kid. The Dontavius Wyman kid out of Georgia, who they committed early on. And then you got the kid, Jordan Campbell, who I had an opportunity to watch. I saw him in the scrimmage 2 weeks ago for a loaded Northwestern team who I don't think anybody's going to come close to them this year. They're just too good. But they have him playing outside linebacker DN, which shows how good he is. And here, remember, this is a kid in Jordan Campbell that played in the Under Armour game as a junior and had seven tackles. But talk about some of these other guys.
Yeah, no, I love that you mentioned Jordan Campbell. And, you know, I made my way out to Miami Northwestern. I watched him practice, and watching him come off the edge was absolutely amazing. He was causing havoc and just a real energetic guy. And like you mentioned, you know, playing in that Under Armour All-American game with the top 2025 guys and him being a junior and shining. So Miami really, really loves Jordan Campbell. He was the first guy committed in this class almost 2 years ago when he committed in November of 2023, I believe. So he's an awesome prospect. You mentioned, you know, defensive backs, Dontavius Wyman, who, you know, they flipped from Georgia, Jalen Waters, who they flipped from Florida, and obviously Camden Portis, the Miami legacy. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you can't forget about, you know, Darion Coleman, who had an absolutely amazing spring game against Pop, I believe, threw for four touchdowns. And, you know, these last few months, he's really established himself as a top 10 quarterback in the country. He's going to have a chance to even further that at the Elite 11 this year. So, you know, Miami's really, really excited, you know, about those guys. JV and Mallory had an absolutely great spring. He's healthy again versus Columbus. You know, was running wild against those guys. And, you know, I kind of asked him about, you know, them landing Jack Scantlebury as a running back. You know, that's your dream, to run behind an offensive line that good. And, you know, like I said, you know, heading into the summer, they have momentum. And if I was Miami, I'd capitalize off this Jackson Cantwell, you know, recruitment, saying, hey, we got the number one player in the country. Why not come play with the best? If you're a defensive lineman, why not compete against the best offensive lineman? And if you're, you know, offensive lineman or any skill position, why not play with the best offensive line in the country? So a lot of good things going for Miami right now in the recruiting chart. I'm excited to see who they add in the coming months as they host a lot of top prospects from around the country.
Yep, 100%. As you mentioned, camp's going to be opening in the week. They'll have some special teams camps. They'll have offensive line camps, 7-on-7. A lot of good things. As you mentioned, a lot of visitors are going to be coming up this weekend. Certainly, we've had an opportunity to see a lot of these kids that are targets. And, again, you're 100% right. If you're an athlete that wants to play some top-level football, you've got major, major prospects in Jackson Cantwell and Jordan Campbell. And think about Jordan Campbell. He's already proven himself. He proved himself against a really, really good group of kids that are the 2025 players in the Under Armour game the entire week throughout the game. A lot to be excited about. Speaking about excitement, you write and you cover this team daily. How is everybody going to follow you? I know you do podcasts. You guys do everything. Let everybody know how they can follow you, Zuby.
Yeah, for all our Miami Hurricanes content, whether that be football, recruiting, basketball, baseball, everything in between, at canesport.com. And, you know, all social media is canesport, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything in between, at canesport.
Good stuff. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time on a holiday night. And you and I will catch up soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Blue.
Good stuff. Anytime. Zuby Charles from canesport.com. None better. He really works hard. Relates to the kids. The kids love him. And so are the coaches. That wraps up hour number one. Don't go away. We have a short segment coming up. Coach Toriano Morgan, who's the head football coach at Edward Waters University in Jacksonville. He's a local guy. Saw him a lot during the spring. He's coming up right around the corner.